fucking Wang,
George
bro.
Wang, dude, we just got done doing this show.
Yeah.
And this is a different format.
Yeah.
We're just telling me to get some food. Because normally after shows, we get very hungry.
Yeah.
So we're in the parking lot of a Del Taco.
Fuck yeah. Here in fucking Montebello,
bro. In Montebello, doing a comedy show. We just got done doing a comedy. How'd you feel about your set?
It was fun, dude. So we did a comedy show in Boyle Heights where the girls have thunder thighs. And what else did the girls have? There were the girls like fucking Boyle Heights where the girls like butt light. So it was a fun show, man.
Were you born in Boyle Heights?
I was born in Boyle Heights, bro.
What?
Born in Boyle Heights?
No wonder you have such a good connection.
With the people?
Yeah, like off the bat, you were saying shit about Boyle Heights and all.
Yeah.
So you're from Boyle Heights?
I'm from Boyle Heights originally.
No way. Yeah, so dude. This is your hometown?
My hometown, bro. But then I was raised in fucking Alhambra, bro. A-town.
So you moved from Boyle Heights to Alhambra?
It was a little by little. Alhambra.
Your mom?
My mom. Then East LA. And then City Terrace. So I just kept moving up, you know? So it was like Boyle Heights, East LA.
So when you went to Alhambra, was it all Asians or Hispanics?
It was always mixed. It's always like Mexican and Asian, you know?
Yeah.
Like people always think that like Alhambra is just like Asian, but like it's sprinkled with like Latinos.
It's got a lot of Latinos.
Yeah, man, side by side, bro. It's always been like that, dude. We were talking about me and George Wang gonna do the bean and rice tour.
Yeah, me and Rizzo always follow each other on the show.
Dude, yeah, man. It's fun performing with you, bro. You fucking killed it tonight, bro.
Oh, you killed it.
Thank you, man. That was fun, dude.
It was really fun.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I think we're gonna get paid too. We got the booker told us, send me your Venmo so I can pay you.
So a lot of times you guys do comedy, you'll be doing shit that doesn't pay for a while, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
And we all sit in the green room looking at each other like, are we getting paid?
Yikes.
And then eventually, if it is a good booker, he will come through.
Yeah. Shout out to the booker, David Herrera.
Herrera, shout out to Rebus 101. How'd you meet him?
How the fuck did I meet this guy? Oh, yeah. I was performing at this comedy show, Norwalk, bro, at Bruce's Lounge.
Oh, yeah. He was in the crowd?
He was in the crowd, and that's what he meant, man.
Yeah. No way.
He gave me his business card.
At Bruce's Lounge?
Bruce's, yeah. Dude, you make those tacos look fucking bomb.
I ate everything. Are you not hungry?
No, I'm good, man. You ate everything already?
I ate everything.
How many did you get?
I had to buy one, get him free burrito.
Uh-huh.
And then a taco.
You fucking destroyed that shit, bro.
I'm really hungry, dude.
It's hilarious, dude.
Well, I'm also drunk because I had a really weird day today, dude.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about it?
No. Sure. I work for a...
very vaguely. We know he listens to my podcast.
So, long story short, I run a skateboarding program for an after school, for a high school after school. Everything is going great. And... my kids, like, it's just kind of like if you go anywhere and you have to sign in or sign out of any program you're in. My kids, sometimes they don't sign in and sign out that day. They sign in for the whole week because we have a checklist.
Yeah.
And long story short, my boss saw that there were kids signed in on the days that they weren't supposed to.
Yeah. But this guy's had it out for you for
years. Yeah, and accused me of fraud.
Fuck this guy, dude!
So...
You want to kick his ass?
I do.
How would you kick his ass? How, like, could you kick his ass? If, like, I don't know how, like...
I would kill him.
How much... is he, like, my size?
Yeah, but a lot of times it's not about kicking ass. It's whoever's passion is more real.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have anger... the way you might have anger.
Yeah.
Because you're not the one provoking.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like the panda in the cage, the Siegfried and Roy, the lion. Like,
yeah. You're the lion.
There's only so much something or someone can take before it snaps.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And in my situation, it sucks because It's like, imagine guys having to go through some awful shit where, you know, you're being talked, you, like, your girlfriend broke up with you. And you've been with her for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the last thing you want to do is go on stage in front of people at your most vulnerable moment and, like, do some sort of performance when you don't feel, like, good at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd rather be at home, whatever, thinking about shit, drinking. But that's the crazy thing about comedy. It's like, comedy doesn't give a fuck what happened to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mom died, your dad got hit by a car, good. You still have a 10 o'clock spot.
Yeah.
And unless you cancel, you have to do it. And so, you have to go up and pretend like everything else that had happened before.
So you're still mad about that guy?
I was very mad, guys. And for me, I don't get mad that easily.
You don't get mad that easily. Yeah, I've known you for a long time, George.
You've known me for a while, and honestly, where I get angry is when I feel as if, like, you are trying to out me. You are doing something behind my back to fuck me over. And that thing I hate. It's like if, like, me and Rizzo did a show, and I complained to the booker that your material was offensive.
Yeah.
You know, and then the guy finds out that, like, you do something that's not within the club.
Yeah.
You know, or on an 8 o'clock night you cuss. And because of that, he's gonna tell you you can never perform here again.
Yeah.
And I'm good to the point where you fuck with my job.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's fucking with your job, bro.
This guy literally smiled in my face, shook my hand, and made it seem like nothing was wrong.
Oh, man.
I asked him multiply, you know, because I sense things.
Conniving mother. Yeah.
And he said no.
Yeah.
And if you tell someone that, then you assume no.
Exactly, yeah.
But I get off work, and I'm confronted by the, you know, supervisor of the entire program.
Yeah.
In all the different schools.
Yeah.
And I'm also confronted by the HR department.
That's insane, dude.
Who drove down from wherever the fuck his office is.
Yeah.
To give me a lecture on HR shit.
Yeah.
Which, when you see the HR guy, it's serious. There's never a time in your life, if you're at a job and an HR person is near you, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
Either you know, you groped a woman, you did some fucked up borderline, like...
But you didn't do any of that.
Me too shit.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah. And so, here I was. You know, at the end of my day, after a long week, being questioned, being accused of fraud. We're not going to talk about it now. Let's get together on Monday.
Wow.
And I already know, at this point, it's like, it's going to go two ways. I'm either going to get fired or I'm going to get fired. And in the fact that the 0% chance that I get to stay on.
Yeah.
How am I even going to go out about my job with this piece of shit? Like, without wanting to, like, just, you know.
Dropkick him in the fucking
throat. In the face. Yeah. And this is the thing that it really is disheartening for anyone out there with a job.
Of course, yeah.
Anyone out there trying to make ends meet. Anyone out there just doing your thing.
Yeah.
You look. There are loopholes. We all are given. I'm not saying not to take them, but a lot of times people will do something that is convenient. Some people do things without thinking. I mean, because at the end of the day, we just want to get paid.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And the fact that this guy, you know, literally manipulated the situation, acted like nothing was wrong.
I want to kick his ass now,
you know,
dude.
And I show up with, like, you know, this is the same type of guy that is a Tekashi.
Oh.
He's the type of guy that it would be involved in the murder and do everything he could to decline that he was a part of it.
Tekashi snitched
when
he
drove the car, you know, like. And it just shocked me. It really shocked me because I knew it was coming, guys.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times in life, if you do something, you just have a gut feeling that something is wrong. And today I was off.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was off. I did not think for a minute that, like, I was just going to go into my weekend normal.
Yeah.
Dude, I knew it was coming, and it came.
You're going to be good, man. I know, dude, I told you it's all going to be good. Like, you told me that nobody likes that guy, right?
Nobody.
At work. Is he just very, like, why are people... Yeah, it's funny because like you would think that guys are more, way more chill than.
No.
But dude, like this guy's just being up for what?
He's there is a thing called micromanaging. There's a thing called overachieving. There's a thing called, you know, ego.
I guess he probably like never. He's never had anything like in his.
I think life. He's never had a managerial position as he does now.
Well, he's probably always like,
and he is literally using that as if like he's God's gift to education.
He's like using his fucking power.
Which is sad because we will say he's abusing it, but corporate will say he's not.
Yeah.
He's doing his job. And guys, you need to know the difference. There's two sets of rules in life. There's one that you play by because that are the rules.
Yeah.
And there's the rules that you play by with your homies, which is a little different. There are things that we can overlook, oversee. We don't have to draw, you know, so much concern and attention to it because we're friends. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
If me and Rizzo were to play skate and like he landed something off and I called him out, oh, that's cheating because you're toe dragged.
Yeah.
He would just laugh it off and do it again or do it better. Like he wouldn't go around my back and like email like some professional skater and then film his footage in slow-mo and tell me why I'm such a fucking idiot and why I'm so wrong. Like,
this guy, what's it called? Does he have a girlfriend?
I don't know. And I would be very sorry if he did because this type of guy... Sorry, guys. I'm going to pee.
Ha, ha, ha. Open both doors. Yeah.
I'm close the door. Let him know I'm going to piss.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this away.
All right, for sure, dude.
And I think there's something here.
All right. So George Wang is... fucking drunk right now and he's gonna go pee outside. We're at this parking lot in Montebello, guys, and I see him walking. What's it called? So yeah, he's very passionate right now. He's drunk, he's mad about that guy trying to fucking get him fired. But hey man, I've gotten fired before, you know. Sorry, I just drank some water. I've gotten fired before from this job, and I came back two times, bro. I got fired twice, and I came back two times, man. I'm like a herpy, bro. I just keep coming back, man. It's hard to get rid of me, dog. But yeah, so right now, he's really passionate about this. I hope he feels better. But, hey, man. What's it called? I hope the outcome is good. You know, hope he doesn't get fired. Hey, what time is it, dude? So we're parked in front of fucking a Ross, Dress for Less, and it's still open. I don't know how these places stay open late. What the heck? Ross, Dress for Less.
He just pissed in this parking lot.
Ah-ha! I saw him. Fucking, dude, that's gangster as fuck, dude.
I literally peed in the fucking bush.
You know what I hate? Like when you gotta pee when you're drunk... it just hurts your fucking stomach, like, a lot. It's like, dude, like, why does it hurt when I have so much piss in my stomach? And then when you piss it off, it just feels way good, man. Like kind of like if you came, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I always wondered what was better, coming?
What? Coming or coming?
Coming or peeing after. Like, coming or peeing after holding it in.
Ooh, yeah.
Because holding it in and peeing feels pretty damn relieving, but there's no pleasure in it.
No, it's just relief from like your stomach. Like, oh, now I can drink some more water.
Yeah, it's not that relief. I mean, it's not that pleasurable.
Yeah, that's so funny. Do you remember I was talking on stage about the first time I jacked off?
I think I heard that. When was that?
When I first jacked off?
Yeah.
It was last year, bro.
Shut up.
No,
How old are you?
I was 12, dude.
12.
I remember, man. Like, I was saying on stage, I was like, dude, it's just like an animal instinct, bro. Like, I don't know why, but I need to touch myself, bro. You know?
It is an animal instinct.
Yeah, you're like, I need to do something with these hands and my pee-pee.
The truth is, you're just trying to get rid of fucking...
jisms.
Because... biologically, you're trying to have children.
Oh.
And it's a trick.
So every day I'm trying to have your kids?
So humans are such fucking idiots that we don't use it just specifically for that function. Most animals do.
That's
we use it for pleasure.
Yeah.
Because it feels good.
Yeah.
And if you were to just judge it from a scientific point of view, it would just be for the sole purpose of impregnating a woman.
Yeah.
You know, and what killed that was, like, the porno industry, you know.
I mean, was your pullout game good when you were in high school?
Or yeah, absolutely.
Pullout game is good when you're young, huh, dude?
Pullout game was great. Now I'm fucking with condoms. My thing is, like, we use condoms.
I still pull out with a condom, bro.
I haven't been lately because the girl I'm with, like...
You having what?
She's not into me pulling out with a condom. Like, she wants me to come in her with the condom.
Oh, that's good, man. That's
safe. Because that's how she gets her nut off.
Yeah, girls like it when they get cummed in. I said it on the internet.
Okay, so right here, do you feel like it's better coming in a girl or coming outside?
Coming in a girl.
It does. I don't think there's nothing better. You know why I realized that is better?
Why?
You don't feel like shit after you come.
Why is that?
Every time I've ever jacked off, I don't feel good.
You really?
I just feel I feel disgusting. Like, I feel like I did something wrong when I'm watching. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, and then when you come in a girl, it's like, oh, this is the way you do it naturally.
Yeah.
And you're holding each other and you're kissing and you're like, whew, you know, with the bed sheets. And it's like, it just feels more real.
I thought you were going to say you don't feel good because, like, you lost all your energy after you nutted. Like, my proteins.
No, I feel like for me, if it's someone you're into, it feels better.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, dude. My girl's on the birth control.
Yeah, so I've been using condoms and...
Did you ever date somebody that was on the birth control?
No, you know what? I've never been with someone on birth control.
Well, you know, they're coming out... I think the guy birthed the male...
So your girl takes birth control pills?
No, she's on the patch.
What the fuck is the patch?
It looks like a nicotine patch, but it's a birth control patch.
You put it in your puss?
No, she puts it on her butt. Yeah, it's square. And you just like put it's like supposed to.
And it puts shit to kill the baby from there.
I don't think it kills the baby, but I think it just does in.
Like, birth control feels like a roach motel, like raid.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
yeah,
let's trap the sperm and kill them. Like, it's just a fuck.
Wait, what happens to my babies? No. Ever thought about that?
Do you ever think about having babies?
Oh yeah, dude.
You want them?
Yeah. You don't want a George Wang Jr.
I think I do now. I think that I never really thought of having a kid.
Does your girl, does she have kids or not?
And, actually, she has four.
Oh, four kids. Oh, cool.
Daddy, dude. At first, I was a little, like,
You're a zaddy, bro. It's a dad. Is that how they call
it? Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, I'm 38.
Yeah.
Most guys...
How old is she?
She's 34.
Okay.
When you get to mid-30s, guys, you can't judge.
No, because, dude, fucking people are older.
People have kids. I mean, 22, 21, this might be too much. When you hit 30s, if someone's fucking 5, 6, guess what? Welcome to being an adult. Most girls need to have kids before 25 or their fucking, you know, baby shit. Their sperm thing dies out. Or...
If you meet a girl that's in her 30s and you're tripping out that, like, they were, like, married before, it's like, why? Because that's a lie. Stephanie, she was married before.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she have kids?
No. But I met her when she was, like, about to be 30, you know, so I was like, oh, this is normal, you know?
She was married, like in a wedding and everything.
Yeah, she was younger, though.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but she was, like, in her teens when she got married, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, okay, yeah, it's normal. You're about to be 30. You're supposed to fucking use, like, this happens, you know? But it's like, yeah, it's crazy. That's good. I'm happy you found love, George.
You know, I found love in a weird way where I didn't expect to find love.
Yeah.
I think love happens when you don't expect it.
Oh, fuck. Dude, exactly, man.
Yeah, even, you know, most love happens when, like, if every story of love story always begins with, I wasn't even into him.
That's true.
You know, it's always like, oh, he wasn't into her. Oh, he wasn't cute. It's... No love story starts off with, like, I was into him, I was into her, and we just, I mean, like, yeah, on some rare occasions, but, like, a real good love story happens when you don't expect anything. You don't know why, this and that. And,
exactly.
And honestly, when I met this girl, like, god damn, like, I had no fucking clue that this would happen.
Yeah.
And I always just think, like, fuck, dude, like, just being a comedian and the relationships I've had, I don't think this is normal.
Uh-huh.
Most people just meet their childhood sweetheart at a dance, and then you meet the parents, you date each other, you don't fuck until you're married, and you sleep at each other's houses, but you can't sleep over because the parents won't let you,
and, yeah,
you know, you fuck on your marriage night. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Mine has always been, like, I meet the girl, she ends up at my house, she won't leave, my mom is dying of cancer, like, there's so many different things, like, it's like she's missing, her leg is prosthetic, like,
you did her grow the prosthetic leg?
No, it's just like nothing is normal.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, my love is always on very extreme circumstances.
Yeah.
Where, like, I met her and, you know, it's, I've never had, I see people in relationships where I has that, like, school way of developing.
The classic way.
We were together in high school. We stayed together. We fucking planned out the marriage. We planned
you,
out.
You do you know people that have been married since high school?
Yeah, dude.
You know people? Like some of your friends.
I mean, I know a shitload of people that were like childhood sweethearts, and they marry each other, and like
they're still together.
Yeah, and it's like
they've only had one dick and one pussy.
One dick, one pussy, and I think this girl, like I'm with, that she was in marriage for 20 fucking years.
20 years,
and she had to just get out of
the that was her high school sweetheart.
Not even. He was much older than her when she met him. She was underage.
He was a teacher.
He was just a fucking... I'm just assuming, like, he's just every one of those, like, white guys in a pickup truck or...
Yeah.
You know, like, they have the hot young wife, but they're, like, overweight. And they got tattoos. Like, I don't know.
Hey, do you remember in high school? I remember in high school, these chola girls would date, like, older-ass guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like ever, like, these, like, yeah, these 16-year-old girls would date, like, fucking guys who were, like, 24 years old, and they'd be waiting outside their fucking cars, these gangster guys. Oh, yeah. Like, wait a minute, what?
All the time.
Did that happen, like, with, like, Asian gangsters? Did you see that, or?
No, I would see, I go to the mall.
Which mall?
And I remember, like, this guy, we were talking to some, like, chola outside.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And she's like, man, there's too many fine, like, talking about, like, all these guys at the mall.
Which mall was this?
Santa Anita. And we're like, did you meet anyone? She's like, fuck yeah, I met some dude. I just remember her, I'm crumpling a Taco Bell receipt, and there was the name Stranger.
Stranger?
Like, call me Stranger.
Yeah, call me Stranger,
and,
bro.
You know, she's, like, calling his house later, like, a stranger home?
Like, who the fuck's, like, Stranger?
And the mom's like, who's Stranger? But it was just, like, we lived in that day and age where there was no Instagram,
so, like, people use
Twitter.
So people would use, like, whatever their internet name would have been in real life.
Or whatever your nickname is.
Did you use a nickname for your MySpace, or was it your real name?
It was George.
George?
Yeah.
I think mine was I love skating.
Hey, MySpace die?
Who?
MySpace is done, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I remember when I got on that. Dude, when I got on fucking MySpace, I remember being like, I can look at the girls I like at school on the weekends here, you know?
Yeah, MySpace and Friendster.
Did you get laid off MySpace?
I did. I've gotten laid off every social media platform.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But,
me too, bro.
I must say, dude, honestly, in the last...
Even Grindr too, bro.
I would say the last 6 or 7 relationships I've had.
Through internet?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I've met my relationships
through everything has been through a dating app site, a DM through Instagram.
Yeah.
What surprises me about the girl now is none of that. We met through sheer luck.
Real life. That's crazy, dude.
And She's awesome. Like, I have not...
She's from here, or where is she from?
She's from up north.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, you know, if I were to describe a girl that I would feel like would be ideal to me...
Yeah.
She would fit that description. Like, her height, her body type, her humor, you know, her thoughtfulness.
What is she, Mexican?
She's half German, half Latina.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
A Wiener Schnitzel, bro.
And what's cool is, like, I saw a picture of her dad that, like, long story short, like, had left them.
Uh-huh.
But he was, like, in such good shape.
Really?
And I was just thinking, like, damn, because she's in pretty good shape, and she's not, like, a fitness freak.
Uh-huh.
So that's good genes.
That's good genes, yeah, right there, yeah.
Very good genes.
Hell yeah, dude. That's cool, man.
But, yeah, I just want to say thanks, dude. I honestly, guys, I did have a good day today. We've all been there. You know, some guy yells at you or your work, you're going through a breakup. I just so happen to have a guy at my job where I teach skateboarding that just, you know, like every movie about someone who's trying to do something good, there is someone on the opposite side who has it out for you.
Yeah.
Who will take any opportunity to rat you out or, you know, try to... And I am just, like, over it, honestly. Dude, I'm so tired of pretending.
You'll be good, man. Fuck that guy. If you have a girlfriend, bro, I hope a big, buff, black guy's fucking your girl right now.
I hope so, too.
Like, with his big, black dick. He's
just
like,
to make it feel good.
Well, I don't know his name. I'm going to pretend his name is Ricardo, all right?
Probably Ricardo.
No, I'm gonna say the guy you hate. I'm gonna say his name is Ricardo. I don't wanna say his real name.
Well, who do you want fucking with the dick? My girlfriend or him?
No, okay, so like the guy that you hate, I'm gonna say his name is Ricardo, and like this big buff black guy is fucking his girl. Then he's like, when he's fucking her, he's like, so what does your man do again? He works out of school. Oh, for sure. Just keeps railing her.
Well, good. Because,
fuck that guy, bro. Hey, come at us right now, bro. We should do a podcast, man. You call it Come At Me, bro.
Come at me, dude.
Come at me, fool. You've been in fights? You've been in fights before, right?
I have, and I'm not, like, a fighter, but I have aggression where I feel like with enough anger, like the Joker movie.
Yeah.
I can snap.
But what was your first fight?
It was in eighth grade. This fucking Asian guy, Ryan, hated me. I don't know why. He had, like, the smallest eyes ever.
Hey, well, you can't be racist against your people,
bro.
He was.
I think he was mad because my eyes were big.
You're stupid.
He challenged me to a fight.
There's Asian envy with people.
Yeah, your eyes are big, you get white girls, your style isn't, like, that's fucking Asian. Like, you have long hair, like... They see you as, like, a wannabe white person.
Okay. Wait. Let me get this right. So, it's kind of like, you know, with black people. It's like, oh, he's a light-skinned black guy. He thinks he's better than me. Is it kind of like that? Like, oh, this Asian guy.
Asians are the same, dude. Asian guy.
This Asian guy has got bigger eyes than me, bro.
Asians come dime a dozen, and we're very competitive.
Yeah.
Because the pool is small.
Oh, you want me to open the door for a bit?
No. I just wanted to get some fresh air.
Okay, let me pause this for a bit. Let's get some fresh air. We're almost done here.
I needed some fresh air, guys. I just
hold on. I'm paused right now.
Okay. Well, I'm not paused. I just want to say, like, for people listening, today was not a good day, and you know, even us comedians, we have real life shit we have to do. Apparently my real life is a lot different from your real life because I don't have a normal job. My job is skateboarding. But just like any job, there is always going to be someone who doesn't get along or agree or like is on your side. You have to understand wherever you go, wherever you're at, there are people out to get you. Whatever it is. And today was not a good day for me. Anytime anyone has any type of dilemma with a job or it's just not cool because you just are like, fuck, I'm going to lose money. Like I'm going to lose being able to pay my rent. Like it's just a big deal. Yeah. And if it wasn't for stand-up comedy, man, I don't know. I'd probably be in an alleyway somewhere or, like, literally near this guy's house, parked down the street.
Trying to fight him.
With, like, a freaking, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to go to that dark of a side. But like dark, because I have comedy, you know, as shitty as I felt, as bad as I didn't want to do comedy, go home and just sit in my thoughts, I went and did it anyways. And it brought me back to reality because I feel like at the end of the day, my true calling is comedy. It's not teaching kids.
Yeah.
It is comedy, teaching kids, all of the above. And, yeah, I just felt really yucky because I felt like my job was being compromised. Which sucks because the guy who does the firing, the guy who writes you up, has no idea what you feel, how you feel, what you're going through.
Exactly. Your bills and all that shit.
Yeah, they don't think that. They're just like, let me fuck this guy up.
Exactly. Just
and it breaks my heart, really.
Don't feel like that, dude. Hey, so what were you saying about that the Asian guy that hated you because you had bigger eyes than him?
Oh, he didn't like me. His name was Ryan. He challenged me to a fight. Remember the bell ringing and all these kids were around and I literally blacked out. Like, I didn't know what I was doing.
What happened to
him? I don't know if I hit him. I didn't hit him. I just remember, like, being on the ground.
Uh-huh.
With, you know, just being on the ground, wondering what the fuck had happened.
Was that here in L.A.?
Yeah, I was in L.A. There's a lot of fights in L.A. A lot.
Dude, I got in a lot of fights, man. I remember being in fucking fights. Like, and I get my ass kicked because I would try to fight bigger guys than me, bro. I remember that shit, dude.
Well, you got to fight less bigger guys.
I know, dude.
I mean, at the end of the day, we can all fight big guys, but they're always going to have that weight advantage on you.
Well, fuck it. What was the last fight you've been into?
My last fight was pretty dumb. It was a couple years ago. I was taking UFC classes, so I was doing a lot of, like, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So I already had this really stupid frame of mind.
So you're like, I can fuck anybody up. I was
just right waiting for someone to touch me.
Yeah, touch me! Like,
so...
Oh, sir, do you want to donate money for the children? Shut the fuck up, bro!
Exactly. So I'm dating a girl who happens to, like, do that stuff, and then next thing
you know... What, ask for money? Or... No, wait. Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Yeah, so long story short, here I am. In a relationship. I haven't been in one in a long time.
No. You gonna go pee again?
No, I just want to get some fresh air.
So you're saying, okay, so the fight, what happened with the fight again?
Yeah, so the fight was the guy didn't like me. It was during lunch. I walked by and he called me out. All of a sudden, kids surrounded us. And he just went at me, like, trying to throw hands. And the guy obviously had no idea where his punches were being thrown.
Yeah.
And I remember just kind of, like, I just didn't do anything. I just kind of retaliated a little bit. And then next thing you know, the fight was over and everyone was complaining how bad it was. Like, we were their pay-per-view and they got cheated of their free fucking lunch money. And we both went to the principal office. But I'll just never forget, like, how small that guy's eyes were.
Like, no, I thought we were talking about the recent fight, not the fucking... the UFC fight where you...
No, the recent fight. Oh, you mean like...
Your last fight.
My last fight? Yeah, that was in...
You fought another Asian guy with smaller eyes than you?
I thought you were talking about my first fight. That was in eighth grade.
No, now we're talking
about... No, my last fight, I was at a bar. And this guy went sideways on me because I came with a pretty hot date. And I just remember, like, after I left the bar, they like cornered me outside, and I just
who was it, Asian people?
Yeah, because they were like making.
Wait, what bar was this, dude?
It was Al's bar. You know that bar, Al's?
The one on Las Tunas?
Yeah.
That's a dope. I remember drinking in that bar with you, bro. That was fun, man.
Yeah, it was a total dive bar. Yeah, I got set up, and next thing you know, I'm like out in the parking lot fighting this guy. He tried to shank me.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was crazy. I got in my car and just boned out. And then the next day, I went there for a drink. They wouldn't serve me because they told me I was 86.
But it was those guys' fault.
Doesn't matter, dude. You know, whenever you're in a professional environment, even if it's your fault, you can't do anything. The minute you punch back, the minute you self-defend yourself, you're just as badly charged as the person who did this shit to you in the first place. Which sucks. You know?
Fucking shit, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it was whack.
Wow, so I guess we're gonna start bouncing already.
Yeah, let's get back.
Let's get back. This was a fun little podcast. Fun
little podcast.
Let's do this, man.
We're in the Del Taco parking lot.
We are.
And now we're going to head back. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave this on until we get to your spot.
Yeah, let's get back on.
All right. So that was fun, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You guys are fucking awesome. What's it called? Please subscribe to the podcast. Please leave comments. Episode 97. I know last episode I named the episode 95 and there's 295, so I fucked up on the last episode, but episode 97, we're getting close to the 100th episode, guys. It's gonna be fucking dope. George Wang is tired.
He's very tired. He's had a
long day.
I've had a very long day.
You wake up early every day, bro.
Yeah, I woke up at 7 a.m. today. It's 11:43. I haven't had any breaks in between. And I'm just tired. I really am.
All right, let's do this.
All right, guys. We're going to head back to the place.
I'll put on the AC right now.
I'm so hot. I don't know why.
You're conceited, bro.
I just want to knock out. I'm so tired. I gotta wake up at 8 a.m. and give lessons.
Oh, you gotta wake up at 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good that you wake up early every day, bro.
I wake up early every day, guys, because honestly, there's...
Dude, it's fucking cool because, like, there's not enough time in the day, bro.
You get so much done.
You do, man. It's fucking time. I wish... Bro, I feel like so much, like, shit every time I see your fucking early-ass post. I'm like, oh, I need to wake up early, too, man.
Well, you have a girlfriend, and I get it. Now that I have a girlfriend,
you stay up later, or
I do, but she's an early goer too. She's up too? At 6:30 making coffee.
Oh, wow!
It's because she has kids.
Yeah, so she's
up before
her,
me.
Her kids are older, way older now.
Yeah, but if she wasn't like that, we would be in bed till like 11, 12.
Yeah, yeah. But dude, I've always been an insomniac. Was that insomniac? I've always been a necrophiliac. Wait, what's the word?
Necrophiliac is a guy who fucks dead bodies.
No, I am not that.
But you're an insomniac.
Insomniac, yeah.
You can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
Why?
I don't know, man. I like staying up late. I've always liked late night TV. That's always been my thing. Late night TV. I'll turn on the AC. Sorry about that.
I don't know. It's okay. You don't turn on the AC. Are you gonna Lyft driver on me?
There you go. So I've always been an insomniac. I love late night TV. I love staying up late, man. I love fucking... I don't know what it is, man.
It's just something about nighttime that you want to do shit.
Yeah.
You know, because during the day, it's like, I don't want to watch a movie at 2 p.m.
No.
But at 8 p.m., I could watch a movie, no problem.
Yeah.
Because you just want to... It's like, you do shit in the day and you sleep at night.
Uh-huh.
And I remember just growing up, like, I never wanted to go to bed on time.
Dude, that was a thing. I remember.
Like, we don't want to go to bed at before 9. Like, for what?
Yeah, dude. I remember, dude, my mom was so strict with me. Like, I would go to fucking... Dude. So I would do it. I would go to... Like, at first when I was younger, I'd go to sleep at 9 o'clock all the fucking time, dude. And I hated it, bro. I just fucking hated it, dude.
I hated it, too. It's like, who makes these rules up where you gotta go to bed by 10?
Yeah, and then I remember when I was in middle school, I started going to sleep at 12 because you remember that The Simpsons used to play like two times a day?
Yeah.
At 7 and then also at 11 p.m.?
Yep. Yeah, different. Is it still going on, The Simpsons? Oh, go straight.
Go straight, okay. Yeah, The Simpsons are still going on.
And then what's your favorite cartoon show?
The Simpsons, I would say. Rick and Morty's fucking dope, dude.
The Simpsons is still going strong?
Yeah, dude. Disney just bought them, so now they're fucking Disney's gonna start.
Same voices, everything?
Yeah, everything, yeah, same everything.
Damn. Talk about a fucking series, man.
Dude, Simpsons have been around since 1989, bro.
And they aren't letting up.
No, keep going straight?
Yep.
1989, dude, but then I think they first came out on this one show back in 87 called The Tracy Ullman Show, which is a talk show, and they had like a little segment on it.
And they came as, yeah.
But yeah, what's your favorite cartoon?
I don't know, man. There's so many. If I go with the series, it would be like an anime. It was called Battle Angel Alita.
Okay, they made a movie about it.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Ghost Train?
Yep. And then I really like another anime series called Trigun.
Yeah.
Trigun is really good. It's just about this outlaw who has like warrants after him. And he just so happens to be like, I don't know, super chill and funny and I don't know.
What's it called? So how many hours of sleep do you get a day?
I would say like 6.
That's enough, right?
Make it right. I'm always tired, man.
You look like you always have energy, though.
I do have energy, but like around this time,
you just are crashing up.
It's just biologically, I'm just done. I'm fucking.
It's a long day, yeah, man.
It's been a long day, dude.
Wait, so what time? Because I need to get inspired by you, bro. What time do you get it up?
I'm up and out by like 8:30. Like tomorrow, I gotta make it right here.
Oh shit!
Tomorrow, I gotta be out by 8 a.m. because I have 2 clients from 8:30.
So you wake up at 7?
I do.
And you're like, I need to be out of the house by 8.
So like, I try to sleep at like 10:30.
Oh damn!
Yeah. Because the earlier I sleep, the more sleep I get.
Yeah.
But here we are. We just got dropped off.
Hell yeah, George. Thank you for being on the podcast.
No, thank you.
Fun fucking show, dude.
It was a very fun show. Sorry if I started to like nod off on answers.
No, dude. You're fucking tired, bro.
I am so tired.
I took a nap today. It's nothing. Like, it's horrible, dude.
Yeah. And like I said, today was a very rough day when it came to the civilian life.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if I want to get out of here, man, on any note, I just want to say thank you, dude. You're always such a good friend.
Fuck yeah. I'm glad I met you fucking like almost 10 years already.
Yeah, Rizzo just made my day better. I just knew that after doing the night show, which, you know, you guys don't understand, like, to have comedy is such a blessing because it doesn't matter what you're going through, you know? Like, if someone passed away, you got an accident, your role as a comedian is you gotta get on stage.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Regardless of what you feel. And it felt great to be on stage tonight because it just helped me really, really get over some stupid, you know, thoughts.
Fuck you. I'm glad you're feeling better, dude.
So thank you, my brother. You good to driving in a Lyft?
I'm good, bro. Yeah, I gotta go do some Lyft right now.
Do some Lyft. What time are you done with Lyft?
I'm gonna try to be early. I'm gonna try to wake up early tomorrow to do some. Just do Lyft all day tomorrow.
So how many any shows coming up?
Next week, I'm doing the casino, the bicycle casino.
Bicycle casino by yourself, Felipe?
No, with Sebastian Santina.
Oh, sick. Okay, yeah. What day is that?
I think, what's the 11th?
11th. Guys, I have a lot of dates to plug. On the October 9th, I'm going to be at the Three of Clubs in Hollywood.
Woo!
It is a pilot premiere for a new all-Asian Sex in the City show called Sweet and Sour Chicks.
Ooh.
October 12th. Oh, no. It's October 18th and the 19th. So 18th, it seems like I'm going to be at Roland Heights. There's like a new room in Roland Heights. I've never been there.
I love Roland Heights.
The 25th, I have a taping at the Colony Theater with Danny Cruz. Have you worked with Danny Cruz?
No.
Okay, so Danny Cruz is just this random dude I had met at one of the comedy shows, and he loved my set, so he called me to do a taping with him. Apparently, they were trying to shop it out to Amazon.
Ooh, fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Big things, G-Wang.
October 19th, I'm at the Sage Whittier. It's fundraiser.
I love that Whittier. Fucking place in Whittier, bro.
Super fun. But the good one is October 27th. I'm doing a showcase for NBC. This guy was submitting different Asian comics. Apparently, I was selected. I'm just hoping it's not a scam. But we'll be there on the 27th. So I'm pretty stacked up with shows this month. I'm excited. And yeah,
that's where we're at. Fuck yeah, dude.
Thank you, my brother. I love you.
I love you too, brother, man.
You're literally the best. Tell Steph I said hi.
For sure, man. Hey, double date me, you, and your girl.
We will. And sorry for like falling asleep on you like mid podcast. I'm so tired, dude. All right. Yeah. Okay, so is that...
You have everything?
Let me make sure of it. Oh, this is mine.
Yaz Queen.
And Yaz Queen. And yeah.
All right, later, brother.
We're good. Love you, dude. Have a good night. I want to hear myself closing the door.
All right.
All right, peace, brother. Later. Good night. Yeah, later.